Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello, guys, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? Episode 15, where we believe that men as a whole should be abolished. I'm Jesse Smiles.
And I'm Lily Marston. And yeah, I think we can all collectively just ask, why are men? I don't understand. What today's topic is something you're probably all familiar with unless you have not been on the internet in a week, because I feel like every single person that exists on Earth knows about this at this point.
Truly.
The Try Guys. You guys, I think we can all collectively agree we never thought the Try Guys were going to be trending for something negative.
I don't think they ever have.
Even still, only one of them has done something negative. The other three are still fine. Yeah, apparently Ned Fulmer, Ned, I love my wife, Fulmer.
My wife.
The one who has based his entire online persona off the personality trait that he has created, which is loving his wife. Well, it turns out that he also loves one of his employees.
Oh my God, Lily, I hate the way you said that.
I know, I'm sorry, I take it back. But yeah, there's definitely, I would say there's cheating allegations, but it seems like it's been confirmed.
And before we actually get into the episode, Lily, do you want to touch on why you actually did not want to film this episode?
At least. Well, so do we know them? Personally, no, we do not know any of the Try Guys directly or any of the wives or anyone, but I feel like we have, or at least I have, quite a few, like, one degree of separation. Like, I have a lot of mutual friends with them. The reason I didn't want to cover it initially when I saw it this morning, when the first thing I did was wake up to, like, a million texts, because it was like the internet was blowing up.
Seriously.
It was kind of iffy for me because there wasn't a statement out from anyone actually involved, and it seemed like it was all just internet speculation. That being said, the internet speculation was pretty solid and ended up being confirmed later.
Yeah.
But it just felt weird. Like, yes, we commented on the Adam Levine thing, but he had already, like, he came out and had said something about it too, so we weren't just like, oh, we think something's going on. I don't know, it just felt like it was too speculative to talk about yet. But then, like, 3 hours went by and the Try Guys released a statement, Ned released a statement, Ariel released a statement.
It's bad. It's so bad.
It seems like the internet was correct.
Do you know how I know when things are going viral? It is when I log into Facebook. Okay, the fucking no man's land where I don't even know half the people on there. But when those people are talking about something happening on, like, Twitter, I'm like, oh shit, this has reached, like,
that's
people. Like, not old people, but like.
Yeah. Yeah, well, like, I feel like when drama goes down, it usually kind of lives on one main platform. Like, there's TikTok drama.
Yes.
There's Twitter drama. But, oh my God, you guys, this is on every fucking platform. And understandably so. Everyone's losing their mind.
So let's, because I remember once upon a time we got a criticism of, we take too long to, like, explain what the drama is. Yeah. So just to give you the spark notes, and then we are going to deep dive, honey. We are about to dive into this shit. So if you don't want to be here for the most intricate deep dive, okay, we're really going to take our time on this. This is the only topic we're covering. Okay.
We don't have anything else to do today.
We don't, but we do have the time. So the synopsis is that Ned from Try Guys, I personally am not someone that ever avidly watched BuzzFeed, but he is from, the Try Guys originated on BuzzFeed.
Yeah, correct? I wish that we had someone that was like a Try Guys fan that
super fan,
was a little more familiar with their overall.
I've seen their stuff, but I just,
same. I don't remember the last time I've watched a Try Guys video, but I definitely am familiar with them and their content and, like, their whole, like, journey from BuzzFeed. They started a new company.
Same, yeah.
And I just don't know the, like, nuanced details, and I'm not familiar with, like, necessarily all of their own, like, their significant others. Or I, for example, also didn't know, we'll get to this, but so basically, did you say Ned has been exposed?
No, I haven't said that yet. I just said that he was on Try Guys.
Exposed, accused?
Accused, no, completely exposed. exposed with his wank out in public. No, but like almost.
So yeah, Ned has been, I guess, cheating on his wife. We don't know the extent, and we'll get to his statement and stuff later. But the most bombshell part of it is that he was doing it with an employee, which I didn't even know that they had other talent or other shows going on, but I guess that she's on camera and they have a show called Food Baby.
I'm not sure, but I don't even think that's the most bomb. I mean, obviously that's a big element of it. The most insane part of this to me is that the only thing from not being an avid watcher, but like watching a little bit throughout the years, is that Ned is the my wife guy.
If someone had a gun to my head and was like, tell me something about Ned, I would be like, you know, I know he's married and has
loves
a wife.
His wife. There's loving your wife. And then there's like, I'm my wife's number one fan. Go wife, go wife. Like that was Ned. And it's like, sir, we get it.
He made being married a personality trait. And not even just like, oh, I'm married, I'm a husband. He specifically like very much included his wife to the point that now she has a huge following as well. And they have tons of content. They just came out with a cookbook called like Cooking for Date Nights.
Yikes. And not to mention, we're finding out now, because now is when people start doing the deep dives into everything they've ever done. Yeah. But he's done talks in universities about healthy relationships. He has like been on Megan's podcast and talked about like someone dating a married guy. Like he has touched on these topics and given like relationship advice. And I have always said this, and I've seen it both in my personal life and just like from influencers online. The more someone flaunts their relationship, the more full of shit it is, period. The more you see of someone, the more they have to tell you every 5 seconds how much they love their significant other, how amazing their life is together. Bullshit.
You have to imagine that there's something going on with him, that he is definitely going through some issues. Because I feel like we're jumping around here, but I'm like, we'll get to how he was exposed. But
We jump around on this show. I'm sick and tired of people telling us to be structured. We are who we are. And this is
how
what
my brain
is.
Works. I'm sorry. But he basically, like, having this affair very public, he was going out in public and, like, making out with this girl.
Yeah.
So when you hear that, you're like, who's that stupid that they're going to do that? When you're not only, like, just why would you do that in case you ran into someone, like, you know, but when you're a public figure with millions of followers and so is your wife and, like, it's just unreal. So you have to be like, what has brought him to the point that he is, like, textbook self-sabotaging not only his marriage, but the entire internet career that is now like a mainstream career. Don't they have like a Hulu show or something? That entire career is tied to him being married and being this happy husband.
From the little that I know, people who loved the Try Guys literally saw him when he was dating, then engaged, then married, now has two kids. People have been along, especially the super fans, which they have a lot of them, a big community of people who love them. They've seen them every step of the way.
Well, and honestly, one of the things that I remember seeing, like some of the content I remember seeing from the Try Guys is actually, it could have even been, did they have personal channels? I don't know. But I saw videos of Ned and his wife when they were looking for a house, and then they bought one and they like did a whole remodel and stuff.
Super involved the audience into their relationship.
Very much open door into their life.
I know my brain is jumping around a lot, but I do just want to say, and I'm just going to say it right now, and I hope this is not some sort of premonition. Ethan Klein, if you ever cheat on Ela, I will literally beat your ass. I will beat your ass to a pulp. I just want to say that because this made me think of that. And I'm like, yo, I get it. Okay. The internet made you think that you're like a hot shot. I'm not talking about Ethan. I'm talking about this Ned character.
We've moved on. Ethan threat is over.
It really does. Not just men. It gives women the same. We talked about this with Adam Levine and his wife. They can go into their DMs and talk to anybody in the world, and that person would answer enthusiastically. That is a lot for a person.
Just the world of celebrity. Like, it's crazy to me because also, like, I definitely, when I started doing all of this, I started as an intern at an entertainment news outlet. It wasn't like, hello, sign up for this job and then you're going to be an influencer.
Yeah.
Last thing on my mind. Absolutely not. Never plan on being on camera. It all just kind of happened. It was an accident. It's crazy to me because I've never been someone that's like, I want to be famous more than anything else in the world.
Right.
That literally people are so obsessed with fame that they find someone with like someone with followers could message them and they'll do whatever they say. And I just that is so sad and dangerous that we've gotten to that point in society that people are so obsessed.
It used to be a thing where you had to be a celebrity to have that kind of status and that power. And to be a celebrity, like an actual celebrity in Hollywood, is harder than being an influencer. You can be an influencer in Kentucky in a fucking cave somewhere.
That's a really not necessary tangent. But yeah, let's start from the beginning.
Yeah, okay. Well, now we're starting even though we're halfway into it. Where did this start? What would you say the start was? Because you were telling me right before we filmed that this started a month ago.
In real life, it started a month ago, I think. But like online, it only just started recently.
Well, the way that people started noticing that something was off from what I've been reading is that the super fans of the Try Guys, started noticing that Ned, who's one of the main Try Guys, like he is actually now, we'll go into his actual place in that company or in that position. Yeah. But in the show itself and what they do on YouTube and stuff, he was being edited out of the last three episodes. And there was pretty solid evidence of it.
So this is one of the main things I've seen that like has chronicled all of it. And it's this person, Cammy. There's too many letters.
Tuomi?
Tuomi? I don't know what that's supposed to say. Cammy. And she said, a thread on the Try Guys drama for those who don't want to go to Reddit. Remember, this is just speculation. Nothing is confirmed right now. # Try Guys.
That was before. It is no longer speculation.
Yeah,
but we'll
this
get
was
into
last
that.
Night. Looks like. Yeah.
Yep, that was last night.
Okay. So she said, this all started when fans began noticing that Ned has not been present in some of the recent Try Guy projects. Ned does not appear in the past three videos or intros. He was also not in the past three podcast episodes. Again, he's not just not in them. You'll see. But they like cut him out of these things that they filmed. So it was, they were preemptively doing damage control. Typically, the guys have an intro to their vids where all four guys appear. But in recent videos, this has been replaced. Only Eugene, Zach, and Keith appear in the new tracksuit ads at the beginning of videos, despite Ned attending the photo shoot. And it doesn't have a picture of the new intros, but it shows that Ned is very much a part of the photo shoot in this one. Then it says, fans are speculating that it looks like Ned was edited out of both the Try Guys Ruined Chocolate Eclairs video and the Try Guys Try Stand-Up Comedy. Look at this shit. They literally cut the, like, this is showing what the wall looks like behind him. Look at the detailing, how there's like now like a skinny piece. Like they literally just cut the middle section of the video out, moved it together, and then zoomed in.
Yeah, but those are two different people than are.
No, but look at, that's the same background. Look at the top one. It's not skinny.
And it's not just filming like a different edge of the, or a different angle.
No, like look, you can see there's like the same like plant next to it.
Oh,
the same.
Right.
So literally they have just cut a section of the video, pieced it back together, and then zoomed in.
Are they trying to be like, do we know them?
Right. When I first heard that they were editing him out, I was like, how could you do that? Like, not only visually is that going to be hard, but also audio, that's going to be hard because naturally there's probably some overlap. And then also, how are you going to make it make sense if there's just a person now missing from the conversation? But I guess this specifically was like they were judging something. So maybe it was not quite as awkward. The other video is the stand-up one where this shot on the bottom is the only one that shows, you can't see his head, but his body sitting at the table, red shirt.
Oh, yep.
And this is, I guess, the same day.
That was
a
TikTok.
Oh, that was a TikTok?
I'm pretty sure because I've seen a TikTok that looked like him with two girls behind him. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So then this is a TikTok that shows that he is wearing the same shirt that you can see in this bottom picture. But you can see that he's wearing that shirt. And I guess the time lines up from when they shot it.
My question is, I don't know how much they spend on like shoots, but like my thought would just be just film it. Like, why are you cutting him out? That
I guess
seems
they
really
because
difficult.
Apparently they shoot like 2 months in advance.
Jesus.
So if they have all this content banked and they're like, well, shit, what are we gonna do? And again, it's actually, I guess, been behind the scenes swirling for like a month now. So they've been, again, they're like preemptively doing damage control, knowing that it was about to eventually hit the fan. This is just one more shot that shows that they zoomed in awkwardly. So it's framed. So it's just the three of them and Ned's not in the shot.
Which, I mean, if you've been someone that's been around for a long time, like it is weird just seeing three of them together. Like that is the thing. There are four Try Guys. Like it's all of them together.
Next, apparently fans, after already fans had like started noticing that he was noticeably missing from the videos, just 6 days ago, the Try Guys announced that they would be switching to only posting video once a week through the end of October. Fans then noticed that in this Instagram photo, both Ned and Alex were in Vegas during the filming of Keith's Eat the Menu episode, but they don't appear in the video. And I guess it's like him at a buffet or something eating everything. And throughout the whole video, then people come in and make appearances, and they do not. So people think that, fans speculate that a section of the buffet was left out. Okay, this is where things really start to heat up, and this is where Alex enters the chat. And Alex, again, I am not super familiar with like the 2.0 Try Guys, so I didn't know this, but apparently she works there. I think she's like a producer slash editor, but she's also in videos. A Reddit user, Hamilton390, claims that they caught Ned doing something bad, and when another user asked for proof, this is what they sent. And these are screenshots, you guys, between this Reddit user, I guess, and Alex's fiance.
I think it's worth noting that the person that sent these messages to Alex's fiance is someone who actually caught Ned and Alex out. So they're the person that took the pictures that we're all seeing now publicly.
Yes. And so these screenshots are of a DM conversation, it appears, between Alex's fiance and then this Reddit user. And then I've also seen, though, that a bunch of people are speculating that the Reddit user actually is the fiance. And I guess since all of this has like come out, the Reddit account has been deleted. Even though the account's deleted, you can still look at past posts. And apparently one of them was from a month earlier, and it was about Ned cheating on his wife.
Ooh.
Okay, so these DMs, again, people are now saying, and it would make sense that the fiance leaked them because they come from the point of view of him receiving them and screenshotting them. Yeah. So I feel like it's similar to the Shia LaBeouf Florence thing. Yeah. It's like, well, it came from Shia's phone, so how did we get them, though? They read as follows. I don't know why the names are blacked out here because it feels kind of a little too late for that. But I assume this says, hi, I was just wondering if Alex was in NYC, because if so, I think there's something you should know, unfortunately. Could you imagine getting that message?
Not the exclamation point. After unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
No. If I got this message, I would be shitting, vomiting profusely, and crying.
I literally, like, I start sweating even just thinking.
You know
about
that feeling when you're like heart drops and you get like hot?
I feel like when you read the replies, they're so short and just like they like want to know more, but they also were like, they make me so uncomfortable.
I know,
okay.
Yeah.
So then the fiance says, yes, she was. Why? And then the person says, so basically, I went out to Niagara at the club last night and saw her making out with Ned from the Try Guys. I have videos if needed.
Bro, you know it's fucking needed. Like, what? Come on. If needed, yeah, you should have fucking sent with message. But be so insulted. Yeah. Send everything you have, motherfucker.
I mean, it does look kind of a weird way to word it. Like, I imagine them, like, pulling out a folder and being like, I have all...
If needed.
I've been following them for weeks.
Right here. I've got all the receipts.
She was wearing a red dress. I don't know if that helps. And then he said, says, please send them to me. Thanks. On it, one sec. And then it looks like they send...
Oh, so it was a video.
Three videos.
But from my understanding, we don't have a video. We only have stills, right?
Yeah, so we only have the screenshots of the DMs. We don't have the actual videos from the DMs. And I can't see. I mean, I'm blind as fuck, so...
No, it has nothing to do with your eyesight, sister. It has everything to do with the fact that this was filmed with a microwave from 1999. It literally is the worst quality. I mean, we are in 2022. I know this is a serious situation. I'm not trying to make light of it, but holy shit, the quality on this. I know it's dark, low light, iPhone struggle, but what the fuck? When I saw these pictures, I thought this was some sort of cruel joke. I know I have astigmatism, but I literally was zooming in. I'm like, this shit is the blurriest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I saw these, but I had to just assume that since the person responds seemingly kind of accepting that this is in fact Ned and Alex making out, I just assumed that once you played the videos, maybe they like zoomed in or showed more than was revealed by these thumbnails. So. Because based on this, I'm like,
I mean, but if that was your significant other, you would be able to tell. Like, I could know if something's Nassim from like a mile away.
And that's the thing. It's also because like we can't see based on these screenshots. But like if you then played the video and there was like you could tell body language,
right,
or
exactly,
something, like
100%.
You could definitely. So then the person says, if you slow it down, you can see she's in the red.
Shouts out to this person, by the way. Good job.
What?
Like, shout out to the person who sent this. I feel like a lot of people could have just been like, whatever. But I feel like that's the right thing to do.
That's what's so crazy about this, though. It's like, why the hell would Ned think that he could be out in public making out with someone? And even I had pulled up her Instagram. She doesn't have like millions of followers, but she has 62,000 as well. And I'm sure that everyone that recognizes her isn't following her.
She's super publicly engaged and he is I mean, beyond. I mean, he is literally, he wears a shirt with his wife's face on it practically every day. Like, he literally, it's like, come on.
Nuts, though. So it's like not even just one of them being really reckless. Both of them are public figures. They're both in very public relationships. And they all work together. And you're just like, what?
Now I have to go into, like, if I were to cheat, which is, like, so annoying because I would never fucking cheat. But, like, if I were to cheat, like, I have to explore that mindset.
Why would you do it out in public where everyone could see?
Never. First of all, I wouldn't even fucking DM anyone on social media or anything, or like talk to anyone, let alone be in a club out in public when their videos get like millions of views every single fucking video. That's there the thing. Is going to be someone who knows you everywhere you go.
Think of like, they have tons of like very dedicated fans, but think about how many people there are like us that don't really watch their videos, but are still very familiar. Like I would know him. I would recognize Ned if he was
100%. Him and Eugene are the only two that I could pick out from like pretty much all of them. Like the rest of them, I don't think I'd know, but him and Eugene, I would know if I saw them out.
And it's not even like they're like, I mean, not that I can tell from these fucking potato videos, but
they're so blurry.
It doesn't seem like they're like hiding in the back. Like the fact that he's cheating, and then the fact that it's with an employee, and then the fact that there was just zero discretion whatsoever. So he just doesn't give a fuck if anyone sees, which just shows the lack of respect for everyone else involved.
When I saw this, okay, so in the morning when this, literally it felt like I walked into a war zone on Twitter. Like I re-downloaded the app, big mistake. But like when I went on the app this morning, it was just like an explosion. And when I saw it, and I saw that like one of the main things that people were talking about were these blurry ass videos, I did have a thought where I was like, are we gonna reach that hard? Like we really don't know that this is this person. Then came out later, you know, obviously more evidence, and then Ned just confirmed it. But besides that, I was like, are we really gonna do this? Whatever. Because I couldn't believe it that someone that is an influencer would ever do this, to cheat on your wife. And also as a parent, I have to like, I know I get like annoying about this every time we talk about a married man cheating. You have two kids. Your wife, while you're doing that, is at home watching your kids. You fucking bastard. Like,
and
I'm sorry.
Not that he's just married, but that he has built his career and then also in turn had his wife build her career.
I know, but that's not even like, okay, when you're a parent, being left alone with both kids sucks such dick. Like, it just sucks, okay? Do you know what it's like to not be able to piss without holding a baby and another one just like putting shit in the toilet and trying to flush it? Do you understand? Like, it's so fucked. And it's like, I love my kids to death, but it's awful. It's like being with both kids is like war. She is doing that for him right now. Your wife is watching your kids and you're feeling up on your producer in a club and embarrassing your wife, you sick bastard.
And that's the thing, because again, like even compared to the Adam Levine thing, this isn't a random girl. This is a girl is his employee that he works with all the time, who's also engaged.
And I have to say, obviously we don't know the extent we're going to get into it when we get into his statement, but it seems like this is not just a make out at the club. This is not even just sex. This is full blown. They like think they fell in love with each other or some bullshit like that. Like, I don't know what the fuck this is.
I hope that's not the case, but that feels like it's a possibility, definitely, when you think about the fact that it's like someone you work with every day. And I don't know what their work situation is, like if they all are in an office or what, but it seems like they definitely interact. And if you found out that your husband was not only having an affair, but it was with someone, one that is inappropriate because he's the boss, but then also that you just are like, you're with her all the time and that's who you're cheating with. So then it's like, even if the affair stops, you're still like, fuck. Although we'll get to that because Ned's not going to work anymore.
Well, yeah, but even if he stayed there and then they fired her, it's like, okay, but you could do that with any girl because you literally have no fucking willpower to respect our relationship. I'd have no choice but to kill him. That would be my choice. I'm just kidding. See, every time we're filming, I'm like, Jesse, I go to edit, I'm like, why did I say that?
One, and please know, if like anytime we're laughing, we're not making light of this.
No,
and
I'm actually just so angry like that. That's
it's kind of just like a coping mechanism to process all of this. But let's keep going because there's more.
Yeah, yeah.
After the DMs, which apparently were sent to Will Thayer, who is Alex's fiance, I don't know if they're still engaged.
She has all the pictures left on his Instagram, but he's deleted everything.
Well, that was what I was just about to say, is that he has removed all of his photos with her and does not follow her anymore. And his account is now back to private. And I'm pretty sure even since then, it's now just he deleted it. Then it says YB, who is close friends with Alex and is the other of the food babies, is no longer following both Alex and Ned.
The person she does the show
her
with?
Her co-host. Could you imagine if, like, I just unfollowed Jocelyn one day? Or, I mean, I guess a better example would be you, but...
That's what I was going to say. Like, that's actually... Like, if you unfollowed me and we're actively doing a show together,
but, that would but be like, we also... I think I was thinking of it more in the sense that, like, we are friends that chose to do a show together. And I guess Jocelyn and I also are friends. But we didn't originally start as, like... We're two friends that are doing a show together. We were working together and put on a show together. So we talked about influencer friendships in the last episode briefly, but you don't know necessarily. And especially for me coming from working at a company where people are all friends. And yes, I would say that I was friends with everyone I worked with. But I think that people maybe read into certain things. And especially if you're a co-host, that I feel like after a while you would just kind of become friends naturally. But at the end of the day, they are coworkers. So maybe they aren't as close of friends. I don't know. That irrelevant. But that's definitely a very public statement, I would say.
Just to jump back a little bit, when we're talking about the blurry photos, when I saw them, I was like, this is such bullshit. But then another Reddit user actually uploaded a selfie that she took with Ned.
Oh,
where it was... Yeah, we got to pull that up.
Oh, yeah. So this Reddit post is from only 8 hours ago, but the picture, I guess, is from September 1st, and it's from the Harry Styles concert at Madison Square Garden.
Sir, you need to button up that shirt, okay? Yeah, cover up. Ain't nobody trying to see that little patch of hair.
Definitely need another button on there.
He also looks drunk as fuck. This person that posted this to the Reddit said, I passed them on the way to the 200 level on the escalators. It was 9 p.m. and we were running to our seats because Harry was about to go on and the escalators were basically empty. I got a selfie. Alex seemed annoyed that I recognized and was talking to them.
Wonder why.
I know. When I first saw that, I'm like, come on. Like, you know, it's Ned from the Try Guys and you're at a Harry Styles concert. Like, I feel like the audience is probably overlap.
Quick side note that concerts in particular... I never get recognized places. Like, on a day-to-day basis, I'm not having people come up to me. Actually, some people in the In-N-Out drive-thru. Some because they watch me, some because I just go every day. But concerts have always been, that is the demo, I feel like.
100%. Yeah, concerts are always insane. But then it says, it was just the two of them, and I didn't see anyone else, but they might have joined people in seats. We thought that if that were the case, there would be some pics shared on social media, and you kept your eyes open for them, but nobody posted anything.
So basically what this person is saying is they thought maybe it was like a work trip, like a work outing.
But like, why isn't there anyone else there?
Yeah. But and like they went to go get drinks or went to the bathroom or something and they just left everyone else back at the seats. But if it was a work outing, they would absolutely have been posting all over social media. And if it was actually a little rendezvous for an affair, I would assume you'd probably not post.
Well, what's crazy about this is that not only does this link him directly to the blurry photos, because once you look at the hairline, okay, he's got a slightly receded hairline. Nothing wrong with that. But he's got a slightly receded hairline. And then when you look at the blurry pictures, very similar hairline. But then the shirt in this picture from the same night that he was allegedly at that club with, well, not allegedly. I don't think I have to say
that. Oh, was
now,
it the same night? Whatever. Do we know that now?
Yeah, because it looks like the same exact shirt. Not many guys going around at this time of year with a white button down slightly. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of confirmed it. But I have to say, this reminded me of a story, if I may indulge you all for one moment.
Please.
I was just freshly out of high school, and there was this guy named Jose, who him and I were on and off. And we were off at that time. And people were, like, super annoyed with the fact that we were, like, so on and off and whatever. And he asked me to go to a Miami Heat game with him. And I remember being so embarrassed. Like, he used to be my brother's best friend. It was, like, this whole backstory. I cannot get into all the lore, but that's the part you need to know. Basically, he told me, let's go to a Miami Heat game. And I was, like, so ashamed that I didn't tell anyone. Like, I didn't tell my mom, I didn't tell my brother, I didn't tell anyone that I was going out, because you know when you're like so on and off, it felt like I shouldn't be hanging out with him anymore, because like I swore I wouldn't. So we went to the game and his job got him like courtside fucking tickets, and I was literally shitting my pants sweating because my big brother was at the same game on the higher levels
and you were gonna be like, on the jumbotron.
I was like, they're gonna put us on the kiss cam. I was so stressed the fuck out. We were like in the third row and I was shitting my pants. I remember I literally literally thought I was committing a felony. Like, I felt so awful. That was, like, completely fine what I was doing, by the
way.
For some
reason,
nothing we did was wrong.
Yeah, I was like, for some reason, I was like, wait, how is this relevant? But no, it's because you were, like, not doing anything bad and you were scared of getting caught. Why was this man just openly doing all this in public when you have millions of followers?
Because, again, he's not only just cheating on his wife, he's doing it with an employee, which is, like, a huge HR issue in itself that we'll talk about in a sec. But then also, it's not like it's Ned from the Try Guys and he happens to be married. He built his entire brand around being married and not to this mystery person, to his wife, that then he's brought into all of this.
You're both in relationships where you should be committed to another person and you're fucking up left and right. So that was where my story came full circle, where it's like, how do you get the goal? Like, literally, how do you get to that mindset? I would rather die than do that to my husband.
It's seriously, not even where die. Do you get the gall? It's like, why do you not care if your entire world is just gonna end right now?
I saw some people speculating about it being a self-sabotage thing.
I mean, textbook definition.
I'm trying to understand it. Well, yeah, but I'm trying to even understand that angle where it's like, do you think that you don't deserve a family, a healthy relationship? Like, why? How do you even self-sabotage at this level? I used to self-sabotage all the time in relationships. I would always, like, act out and stuff to get people to just, like, leave me alone. But I'm married now, and I have kids, and I can't, like, we can't do that.
I think I wouldn't say it's self-sabotage if this wasn't the way it got exposed. Like, if they got exposed because, like, his wife found texts or something, or, like,
right.
Like, something got leaked that was he was trying to keep private. It's concerning that he was this public about it, because it's like, again, zero regard for his wife and for his company, and not only his own position within the company, which, by the way, I've been told by someone that does know them, I don't know what the percentage breakdown is, but I guess he owns more of the company than the other guys. Like, he put a lot of his money in up front, so he's higher up in the hierarchy of this company.
Well, that didn't make sense to me at first, because I was like, didn't they all start on BuzzFeed? But apparently he was more, you were telling me, like, in the finance world than the other guys were.
Yeah, I was told that while they were all, like, working production and making videos and stuff, he also did participate in the videos, but he, I guess, as his, like, day job, was working behind the scenes and going, like, executive meetings and working in finance. So he was also making a much bigger salary, because companies like BuzzFeed and Clever do not pay their actual creators anything.
So when they decided to leave BuzzFeed, he was the one that basically financially supported that venture.
I don't know exactly what the terms were when they left BuzzFeed, and I feel like they had some kind of deal with them where BuzzFeed let them have all of the IP, because that is not going to be the case. But yeah, I was told that apparently Ned put in a significant amount of the, like, capital up front. Obviously, they're not, like, a huge corporation, but I think they have a decent amount of employees. That said, they don't have, like, an HR department.
Right.
So I don't know how HR is really handled in that kind of startup world, but can tell you that there wasn't much of one here. Okay, so back to the screenshots of these DMs. The fiance responds and says, thanks, when was this? Last night. And the person says, no worries, my apologies, I'm so sorry, yes, last night. And he says, what time? And they said, around 1 to 3 a.m. And he says, where was this? They said, Niagara by NYU. And he just said, okay, thank you. And then they, like, sent the...
Which, honestly, these screenshots seem very real to me. Obviously, we know the situation is real, but I'm saying the screenshots themselves, like, I feel like I would be very short-worded like this.
That's what I was just saying, like, so earlier. Pissed. It's like, it makes my heart break, because it's like, they're processing it and they, like, don't want to know more, you could tell, but, and they don't want to say too much, but they also, like, want more information, and it's just And then the fiance says, did you see anything else? Was it just them two? The person says, just them two, nobody else. They weren't even trying to be private the entire time they were making out. He was touching her too, all that stuff.
My fucking God. Like, literally, how stupid do you have to be?
Oh my God. And wait, so the first message, it doesn't have a date on here, but it says yesterday at 9:59, so 10 p.m. And then at 11:19, so an hour and 20 minutes later, the fiance says, okay, thanks. Just spoke to Ariel for an hour. So immediately after this conversation, went and called Ned's wife and spoke to her for an hour. This person says, cool, I DM'd her as well. Hope you both have a great night. Well, probably not.
Yeah. I mean, nice sentiment.
If I see anything else, I'll let you know.
Holy shit. Holy shit. I mean, I'm actually in fucking shock. Again, I don't know how many times I can just say the audacity on this man. The audacity to do this in such a public way. You know you're gonna fucking get caught. Is it, you think, like, you know how some people have those, like, kinks that are, like, public kinks where they're, like, they want to,
you know, have people see them? Well, and that's what I keep saying is why I can't wrap my head around it. I'm like, doing it in public isn't just fucking up. Like, it's not just fucking up his relationship. It's fucking up his entire life.
And by no means am I saying, like, cheating itself is not already horrendous and horrible and super, 100%. Like, it's such a shitty thing to do. But this method of doing it is so, it's not even just disrespect. It's not even just fuck your kids, fuck your wife, fuck up. It's literally insane.
Yeah, it's like what's actually wrong with insane. You? I'm not trying to, like, make light of it by any means, and this is not, like, actually serious. But it would be like if I suddenly came out and was like, I hate Dr. Pepper. It's all been a lie.
Way to trivialize it, Lily.
I'm not, like, you know, I'm not trying to trivialize it, but I'm trying to find, like, something.
But it's like your whole personality
brand around, like, that, something that, like, anyone that watches him knows. It's like Ned loves his wife. That's his. That's a shtick. I'd like to say that my entire personality isn't reduced to Dr. Pepper, but it's like something that's unbelievable and weird that you're like, wait, I can't wrap my head around it because that.
Well, and
be
then
true.
You want to think of it from a branding perspective like that, but we can't even just think of it like that because he didn't birth it. His wife birthed two kids into this god fucking forsaken world.
I don't think my brain can process, like, all of it at once. So I have to, like, go, like, right, bullet point by bullet point. So then we get to the aspect of, I know my first thought is, like, if the girl is engaged, like, oh my God, why is she okay with it too? Why are they both doing it? But you have to also think about, there is definitely, as we've talked about in the past, a power dynamic at play. And I have no clue what the ins and outs of their relationship was. I don't know. But as her boss, like, there's a reason why they say you can't date fellow employees, even usually. Like, there's never a situation where you're allowed to date your boss. I mean, it's vice versa. Like, there's never a situation where the boss is able to date a subordinate, because that's not appropriate, because then, like, what if the person wants to break up with the boss and then he
fires
them?
Let alone your famous boss.
Like, there's so many layers to it.
Yeah, I think we should read all the statements and then talk more about that dynamic, because I feel like the statements play into it too.
Yes. So the first thing that comes out is the Try Guys statement, and it's on their Instagram and their Twitter.
It says, Ned Fulmer is no longer working with the Try Guys. As a result of thorough internal review, we do not see a path forward together. We thank you for your support as we navigate this change. That shit is ice fucking cold. When I saw that, I was like, that's it? That's a statement? Like, it's literally, it's like, fuck this guy, we're gonna do our own thing, bye.
It's so vague, but also I feel like says so much.
It does. When they're saying, first of all, thorough internal review, like, they don't have an HR or anything. Like, it's just them.
Well, and that's
that he's
part of it, is that, like, I've heard that, like, Ned is the closest thing they have to HR, which, I mean, that's
conflict of interest,
alleged. I don't know if that's 100% true, but, like, I mean, fuck.
But as a result of doing that, whatever that review was, you do not see a path forward together. Which, when I saw this, I was like, okay, confirmed. Because the girl in the pictures or the video or whatever, you could not see who that was. It was very vague. It was like a brunette person. That's all you knew. But when I saw this, I was like, for sure, that is what happened. Because that is such a conflict of, like, that dynamic, such a power abuse. It's so horrible that, like, that makes sense that they would throw him out.
That brings up a really good point, because you have to ask, if Ned had just cheated with a random Instagram girl, or, I mean, maybe not even that, if it was, like, his neighbor, like, just a random person. And also, we've already talked about that he owns a large portion of this company. So you have to wonder, because they're very much in, like, removing him from the videos, it seems like they're very much trying to, like, wipe their hands clean and be like, we want nothing to do with him. Would they be doing that if he was cheating with just a random person?
I don't think so.
I think that it still would create a lot of tension, to say the
For
least,
sure.
Because also I think they're all aware that he has built his entire persona off being the I love my wife guy. I could see them not being okay with it and firing him anyway, but I think the statement would be different.
Yeah, agreed.
And I don't know if they would be able to as easily get rid of him altogether. It would just be in front of the camera. I think the HR situation and possible like sexual harassment, sexual, I don't know if you call it assault, but whatever it's termed, I think when that comes into play, it's like, no questions asked, like, bye. Like, he has no argument to stay. So then we have Ned's statement. And actually, and him and Ariel, I feel like, came out with statements pretty simultaneously.
Yeah.
Ned says, family should have always been my priority, but I lost focus and had a consensual workplace relationship. We're going to pause right there. Sir, do you mean inappropriate, would you say illegal?
Well, I think that because people were calling it out for what it was and being like, yo, you're her boss, that's harassment, at the very least sexual harassment, he's like, it was consensual. Just because you both are adults, the environment does play a role into it. What the fuck? I don't think it's illegal, but I think it's grounds for immediate termination, which obviously they did.
And here's the thing, it's like, even if there was no power dynamic at play, for somehow you could like suspend it, if they were just like two employees that were like head over heels in love, Ned's not stupid. He knows why that rule is in place, and that it doesn't matter what the relationship, like what the context behind it was, because at the end of the day, you're not allowed to do that because you can't decipher when there is a power dynamic and when there's not. So you have to just cut it off immediately.
And I feel like we say, and people hear a lot online, power dynamic, power struggle, power whatever, but you really have to think about it. Imagine you're dating your boss, the person that writes your check, the person that is the higher up in your company. Would you feel comfortable if you like no longer felt like it was working out breaking up with him? Or would you feel like, shit, I might lose my job now?
I think when you hear sexual harassment things at work, you think of like only very like unwanted advances that are totally rejected, and then a much more negative connotation to it up front. But I think people forget to think about the situations like maybe it started and she was super excited about it. Yep. But then she decided, I'm not into it anymore. And then he was like, oh, well, now I'm going to make your life a living hell. Because guess what? You can't fire someone because you broke up with them, because that's why you're not supposed to have relationships in the workplace to begin with. But then everything from there forward is like, she's just has to deal with it because it's her boss.
I know what he was doing by trying to say a consensual workplace relationship. Mind you, he's not just saying an unfortunate like workplace accident or whatever the fuck. That sounds like someone slipped and fell. But like, you know what I mean? Like someone.
He doesn't even use the word affair.
No, that's what I'm saying. So he's saying relationship. That implies we fell in love with each other. That's what I think. I'm like, you guys think you're in love with each other. You think that you want to leave each other, significant others for each other. That's how I'm envisioning.
And whether or not that's true or not, at the end of the day, I think even if it wasn't true, he would try and push that narrative because it looks better if it's like, oh, we actually were both really into it, rather than, oh, I was her boss and
of course. Happened. But at the same time, too, I want to reiterate this. I know we're like reading a lot, or seemingly reading a lot into like every single word. You have to understand how much forethought goes into posting statements. This is sent to everybody he knows that is speaking to him at the moment. Anybody professionally that he knows that is speaking to him at the moment. This statement was sent and got an opinion back on. Like, that is how this happens.
You can tell even from the amount of time it took for all of these statements to come out. It's because there's four of them and there's other people involved as well. It had to go through a lot of people for everyone to like sign off.
All the Try Guys saw this. Everybody saw this and approved this to go forward. But continue.
Back to Ned's statement. He continues, I'm sorry for any pain that my actions may have caused to the guys and the fans, but most of all to Ariel. The only thing that matters right now is my marriage and my children, and that's where I'm going to focus my attention.
Sir.
Because you don't have a job?
Fuck you. Fuck you left, fuck you right, fuck you up, fuck you down. That is such a runaround. First of all, I hate when people say may have caused. Are you implying that you did not cause pain to your family and secondhand to your children? Because you blew up everybody's life for this. So let's not say may have caused.
When you think about with the fans, that I think a lot of people might be like, well, we're not in a relationship with them. Why does it matter? Like, when you build your entire personality.
You guys are in a relationship with them. Those of you who have watched for years, you are a literal pivotal point of their relationship. Let's not mince words. Every step of their life from, we've talked about it, from the beginning to now has been documented. They did that. This is not Ariel's fault in any way, but I'm saying like they let you guys in. So therefore you are kind of a part of their relationship.
He made it so much a part of his whole persona, but at the end of the day, it's clear that that's a lie. So Yeah, I think fans can be mad because it's clear he's lying to everyone.
And also, I saw a lot of people drawing this comparison, and hell fuck yeah, John Mulaney.
Okay, I didn't know anything about any of that.
Oh my God.
I just found out, and wow.
He's a stand-up comedian, and like 90% of his shtick was like, my wife, like, oh, I'm a married guy. My wife is so awesome. And then he left her ass and got fucking, what's her name?
Olivia Munn.
Olivia Munn. I just have Olivia Wilde in my brain, so I was going to call her Olivia Wilde, but no. Olivia Munn knocked up immediately. And it's just like, these men ain't shit. I have to assume it's obviously the fame and the temptation and stuff mixed with a little bit of that office decorum, you know, that vibe you get at the office, which is why I'm like...
Yeah, but does that vibe carry to like dates at a Harry Styles concert and then going out to a club after?
How are you doing that? That's the thing is like, you cannot put in a statement that you even give half a shit about your wife. Like your statement should have been like, everything I did was so unbelievably unacceptable. And I'm mortified owe my fucking, at my, like, yeah, I'm going to literally spend the rest of my life trying to make it up to my wife. Like that is the only acceptable response. You may have caused some pain. You literally embarrassed the shit out of your whole fucking family and ruined your career and potentially other people's career for what? To get your dick wet? Like it literally is so annoying. Just the way that he's downplaying it. Like if I was his wife, I would be so upset with the way he's downplaying it. And also at the same time, well, that's the thing is like, he's also at the same time of downplaying it and being like, I may have caused some pain, being like, it was a consensual relationship, sir. No, it was the biggest mistake of your life. And you need to make that known. That's the bare minimum. Like literally he's like, I'm in shock. Anyway, so then Ariel at the same time, so his wife released a statement. And mind you, Ned has shared all of these to his Instagram story, including the Try Guys statement, which I found interesting. She said, thanks to everyone who has reached out to me. It means a lot. Nothing is more important to me and Ned than our family. And all we request right now is that you respect our privacy for the sake of our kids, which I understand. I'm not like, I think people who are commenting on her Instagram stories, messaging her, don't. You know what I mean? Like, she doesn't fucking need that. But at the same time, I'm like, girl, you already know this is like, this is a train that ain't stopping. Like, your husband fucked up. And then also at the same time, I don't know. That kind of implies like nothing is more important to me and Ned than our family. It's like, we're going to try to make it work for the kids type of vibe.
I mean, honestly, I'm not going to shame her for her decision. No. I mean, like, no. We don't know the complexities of their relationship and if right. She wants to stay with him for their kids or for her own reasons. 100%. I think that that's her prerogative. But I think that it's just crazy to think about what's going to happen with the whole like company. I mean, it sounds so stupid. I don't mean to be like, but what is it about the company? But it's like, literally he's built this entire thing and now he has to step away. But not only him, like she has gotten pulled into all of it because she's the wife he has built his whole persona around, that it's her career too. So like, does she stay? Because I don't think that the guys would be like kicking her out by any means, but would she want to? Because then it's this constant reminder of him.
It's such a mortifying thing. And it's why I got so upset in our Adam Levine episode and I just felt so frustrated that someone can disregard. And I understand that like a marriage in its own right, you make your vows to that person, you whatever. In Ned's case, make it your entire personality. But like most people, you just make that vow, whatever. But having children really does create a different level of bond. My parents were never together like for my entire life. And I have a stepdad and I'm fine. Like, I'm fine. But it is hard on kids. It's like super fucking hard on it rips your family apart. And maybe you don't realize it in that moment or whatever, but it's very difficult. So that decision, whatever she makes, I support her in, you know, obviously. But honestly, I'm mortified for her as a mother.
I'm just so I cannot mad even at imagine. Him.
Well, yeah, the thing is that when you have kids, there's so many things that happen to you as a woman. Okay. Man makes small deposit, then goes. Like, obviously, like man is still there, hopefully, but like, if they're not, they just make a small contribution. You as a woman go through so much to create that life, to birth that life, to raise that life. You have a different connection, no matter how involved. Nassim is so involved with the kids. I'm always going to have a different connection because I grew them in my body. It's like a completely insane human experience. When you go through that and you go through that intensity, that like connection, that thing that brings you and another human being together is that you brought other human beings into this world. And they literally like do something with such little regard for you. I mean, I know I'm getting into a rant, but basically what I just mean is that I'm mortified for her. Like, I really am more than I even thought I would be.
This is the ensuing BuzzFeed article that came out a couple hours after the statements came out. And it's not just a piece on Ned. It's titled, "It's Official, Wife Guys Are Out." And it's a piece that covers both Ned and Adam Levine. So they're in good company.
Do you think that when Adam got like blasted just a few short days ago that Ned thought that he would be pictured inside of a gold wedding band with him, or was that not?
I don't think that this was the exact visual he probably had in mind, but and I love that they have the picture they chose is like him waving like he's in a
parade. I know, like the queen. R.I.P.
Awkward. The first line of this, I'm not even going to click it because we don't need to read a BuzzFeed article. But the first line says, "Ned Fulmer and Adam Levine are proof that nothing good comes from monetizing your role as a patriarchal monogamy doer."
I kind of agree.
Well, yeah,
I mean, it's a funny way to put it, but I do think that like it's just weird to make it your whole thing and to have all your content. Like, to me, my family life and like my kid life and husband life, like I'll show my husband on fun little videos, but that shit's sacred to me. Like, I'm not gonna. My husband wanted to do a podcast with me way before we started this podcast, and I was
so jealous.
No, well, no. He tells me all the time. He's like, "I just wanted you to start a podcast," and I was like, "I'll just do it with you." Lies. He's totally pissed. But for me, I always told him the number one reason I will not do it is because I don't want to open that door where people get constant access to our dynamic in our relationship and like just anything, like our ins and outs. Like, that shit's sacred to me. And he blasted all of it for everyone.
There's that aspect of it, but then also the aspect of it starts to become like what's for the camera and what's not. And like they aren't, I don't think they're like vlogging their daily life. It's not like that, like behind the curtain, but they are sharing a lot of things, whether it be calculated or not. And it doesn't ever feel like it's from like a, we're lying to people. Like, I think at least from his wife's perspective, like from the wife's standpoint, I think it's always been very genuine.
That's what makes it more fucked up, because it's like the majority of what he shares is just like Instagram photos on vacation with his kids, but like all the fucking time. And I feel like the wife would have thought, anybody would think, like, you would never think your husband would cheat on you and then post you on Instagram all the time, because that would mean the girl would have to be in on it.
And when you think about it, you're like, I just can't imagine being in the position where you're like, oh my God, I put everything into this relationship and into this job and into this life. It's awful. Then you just fucked it all up.
It's unfathomable. That's like the ultimate betrayal. And honestly, I was just saying this with the Adam Levine thing, but like, how do you go on after this? Like, how can she ever trust this guy again? I mean, again, this is not shaming her at all. I'm just like speaking out loud or thinking out loud. Obviously, you speak out loud. Duh, bitch. I'm just thinking on how the fuck you can like ever, if he goes on a work trip, if he works with anyone else in an office ever again. Like, it's like, fuck. Like, how, it's just, it's so sad. I don't know.
Well, and like the nature of the kind of company it is, and like a production company and the vibe in an office, it's not a super like buttoned up professional place. No. So there's a lot of room for casual interactions.
That's such a good point to bring up, because all of these startups and stuff and just companies in general nowadays are so laid back. Like, the majority of like companies that you work for now, even large corporations, my brother, for instance, he works for a really, really huge agency here in the United States, and he has unlimited personal time off. Like, he could take off as much time as he wants. They just say like, don't abuse it.
I was gonna say, I mean, we had that at Clever, but like we couldn't actually take
He actually can. Like, he was forced to take paternal leave. He didn't want to. He's like, I work from home. Like, I can work from home and be with my kid. And they're like, no, you need to take that off. So what I'm saying is like, just the laid back kind of energy of like, if we're laid back and we're chill and we like, you know, harbor this relationship, we'll get better work out of our employees, which is true. It also creates very casual environments between everyone.
It blurs the lines of like what behavior is acceptable.
100%.
And I think I've seen it firsthand, because, and even like I've definitely blurred the lines of what would be considered appropriate to be doing at work, not in like a romantic situation.
This is a confession?
No, not at all. No, but like stuff that I wouldn't have gotten away with if it was just a normal 9-to-5 like office job, that like if I was like smoking or like if I drank before a shoot or something, that I'm walking around the office in a bathing suit covered in glitter. And honestly, the Try Guys,
do very similar content that we used to do. A lot of their old videos are like beauty tripping episodes. It's just different because it's guys getting it done instead of girls.
And that's that they're like way more professional than, let's say, a Deaf Noodles. You know what I mean? But like then you have a Deaf Noodles who also technically is an employer who's like way too casual with his employees. Like, you know, it's just
two very good examples of how there's a spectrum of how it can go. But like Deaf Noodles is a good example that like clearly he's never run a real business before. I don't think the Try Guys like don't get permits for stuff if they're going and filming somewhere. And like I was working for a company that was a legitimate, like there was like old people in suits. Like it was like a corporate, like real, I mean, until it went bankrupt, it was a relatively successful company. and firsthand, I've seen that because of the nature of the work that you're doing, it is a different work environment than a lot of people are used to. And I could understand how a romantic relationship would easily manifest if the circumstances presented themselves. First thing that we've already gone over this, but I think there is a lot of people that are not realizing the different layers to it. And I've seen a lot of this sentiment floating around. This tweet has 171,000 likes. And it's someone saying, "The Try Guys collectively firing Ned for cheating on his wife is such a power move. I'm sorry, this is modern feminism."
No, it's not. It's damage control.
And the thing is, it's like, and what we said in the very beginning is, would this have been different if it wasn't an employee? I think people are missing that. I'm like, they had to get rid of him.
You think they had an internal review just because he wanted to get his dick wet by someone else that wasn't his wife? No, he was fucking an employee. That's super horrible.
I mean, honestly, I wouldn't be shocked for the three of them to take a stand and like force him out because they didn't agree with his behavior and it fucked up the work dynamic and stuff. But I think that that's not relevant because they didn't even have to consider that because it was like, nope, automatic termination.
Yeah, no, that's definitely, it was the employee thing that made this such a big deal for them and that they had to even cut him out of scenes that were like already filmed. That was because of the employee.
This tweet I found had better versions of the pictures.
Oh, got it. Okay.
But also, so these pictures, you can see the girl, like you said, could be anyone if you didn't know that it was supposed to be Alex.
Yeah.
But you can see that she has this purse on her shoulder.
Yeah, behind the giant fucking watermark. Jesus, one is good enough.
And would you look at that?
Stop it.
The tweet says, "Nah, because Ned from Try Guys is wearing the same shirt in the pictures and Alex from Food Babies also has the same purse. It ain't looking good for them."
And let me tell you, girl, this ain't 2006. Ain't not that many people have that white little purse. Okay, that's very me going to Dolphin Mall in high school. Oh my God, now I see it so clearly. It's like,
it's undeniable.
It's making me mad all over again, but his fucking audacity. Look how he's like grabbing her waist in the last picture there.
It gives very much like, we just started dating and we're in the honeymoon phase. And I'm like, but you have two kids at home and what are you doing?
Dumbest person on earth. That's all I have to say. The dumbest fucking person to not, bro, do you know what this is? Nobody leaves nobody leaves home without it.
I have to say, I also kind of feel bad for the rest of the Try Guy, just like anyone that works there. Because this is such like a clusterfuck of a situation that now all of them have to deal with. And they didn't sign up for that. And speaking of employees, this was a message from one of the former editors there. It says, "Good morning to everyone except Adam Levine, John Mulaney, and..."
Oh my God.
..dot, dot, dot. And it doesn't say their name, but he's reading their cookbook.
But like... why do this? Can I just, like, come on. It's not, like, you know?
Yeah, but also I can't fault him because it's like, we'd be even more mad if we knew them.
I would be upset, but then at the same time, like, things like that and, like, using the cookbook where they're both together and people are gonna be like, oh my, like, even, it just adds insult to injury. Like, it doesn't need to be done, and I don't like this TikTok.
I wouldn't have made it, but it feels like a fever dream, and I wish it wasn't true,
it really does.
I'm sad that it is. Dealing with cheating is one thing. Dealing with it on a public level is a whole nother thing. Then dealing with, like, the aftermath of all of it.
Sorry, one second as I look up his astrological sign to see if he is, in fact, a Pisces.
Why is Pisces bad? Is Pisces unfavorable?
No, they're not unfavorable. Why? What's his name? Gasp, a Gemini.
Doesn't that mean they're two-faced?
Well, it doesn't just mean they're two-faced. Every Gemini that I've ever fucking dated is like, I'm going to promise you the world. You're the most amazing thing. And then I never heard from them again. I was like, what the fuck? Literally. Like, they're like so completely insane. Like, the men especially. Not the... I love Gemini
that
women.
That shit drives me insane because I'm like,
Don't say a bunch of stuff. Just don't say it.
No, no. I'm talking like literally the army guy that I used to date, if you're from my channel, you know. I used to date an army guy. He literally told me he wanted me to bear his children. He wanted me to be his wife, that no other woman could compare, that he was out at the bars and like, oh my God, like all these other women, like they don't even hold a candle to you. Never spoke to me again. Actually, until I got married, then reached out to be like
they always
a
narcissistic come back.
Asshole, to be like, I'm so happy for you. This is truly what you deserve.
Psycho. Didn't we just talk about that?
Like
though?
Literally
about
Gemini how, move.
Or was that with some, oh my God, no, it was with my other friend that I was just hanging out with. We were discussing how guys that are complete assholes while you're together, if they like end things on bad terms, they're always like birthdays, especially. Like they never said anything while you were actually talking or hanging out. But then like years later, mm-hmm. it's like, you deserve the best. Wishing you nothing but love, blah, blah. And it's like, that where is, did you come from?
That's such a Gemini thing to do. Gemini men, let me specify. Gemini women, awesome. Love you guys. So much fun. But oh my God, Gemini men, worst date ever. They're like so wishy-washy. And he's a fucking Gemini. Ned gives very much so those vibes. Like his whole my wife shtick. Gemini move. The grass is always greener on the other side. They will never, the men that I've encountered, okay, if you're a Gemini man watching this, don't get your panties in a twist. But like, seriously, it's just always there's something better out there. And then when they don't have it, they need it so fucking bad. Oh my God, that's so Ned. This makes so much sense.
Okay, well, I think we've pretty much talked in circles and hopefully made some sense.
And again, to Ariel and the kids, I'm so sorry. And to Ned.
What? Like, get some help.
To say to you. All right. Well, kind of exhausted after this episode. Not going to lie. Hope next week we don't come back with another person who cheated, because I'm quite frankly very tired of this topic. But we will if we have to.
I honestly wouldn't mind a week when there's like no drama and we can just do like a fun Q&A.
Girl, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. Yeah. We'll see you next Sunday.
Bye.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.